Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Jeremiah chapter 3, and we're reading verses 6 to 10.
During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me, "Have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She has gone up on every high hill and under every spreading tree and has committed adultery there. I thought that after she had done all this, she would return to me, but she did not, and her unfaithful sister Judah saw it. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery. Because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but only in pretense," declares the Lord.
Our focus is on verse 10, "but only in pretense." From the outside, everything seemed all right. The people of Judah said the right things, did the right things, and under King Josiah appeared to turn back to the Lord. But it was all show, all talk, all pretense. The Lord knew that their hearts were still going after other gods, and he was not fooled by the outward appearance. The danger of pretense for all of us is that, given long enough, we can come to believe it ourselves. We can think that so long as we obey God in most things, that is enough. We convince ourselves that one or two misdemeanors won't affect our relationship with God. Judah had no fear, and as a result went after other gods. A lack of respect for the Lord can lead to a casual approach in the way we live. So let's resolve to be honest with the Lord, with others, and with ourselves, and not to pretend. A prayer. Father God, I acknowledge that I cannot pretend with you. You know me better than I know myself, and I ask for the help of your Holy Spirit to admit my mistakes, to recognize areas of my life that need attention, and to live in your truth. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.